Hello, my imaginary friends. I very much enjoyed the boo that Paul O'Mahony recorded about politics. And excuse me while I'm doing some raking. I've been trimming bushes, and so there's lots of things to clean up. So if you have not heard Paul O'Mahony's audio boo about politics and motivation of politicians and that sort of thing, then do have a listen to it. He only just published it a short while ago. Yes, I have to say, I find myself in a similar situation to the to what Paul described as his cynical phase, with when that was his attitude towards politicians and politics. So let me explain. I believe we need to have. You know, we need to have governments. You can't just leave everything to the open market. I'm not sure that you would get things like defence and sanitation and refuse collection and emergency services. Kind of need to have government. Some kind, so that's fine. You know, we need to have governments, and so then, of course, we need to then have a way of finding the right people to do those jobs. So, and I believe that fundamentally, people get into the politics game for all the right reasons. You know, they look at the people that are running the country or the local government or whatever it is, local council, the student union. They look at those people and they think, well, I could do a better job than that. My principles are better than theirs, etc. So I think they get into it for all the right reasons. But then because of the way that politics are structured, you then have to fight to get elected. You have to start behaving in a way that will make you electable. So I think early on we train our politicians to focus their abilities and their efforts on being electable and being attractive. And of course that's not what we want them for. We don't want them to be there to be attractive. We want them there to do a good job. But no, the system we put them on trains them to get elected. And so the ones that succeed and the ones that end up with the power are the ones that are good at getting themselves elected, not necessarily the ones that are good at doing the job. So it should be a little surprise really that that we end up with people who are focusing on getting themselves elected next time. So whatever the cycle is, it's like a 4-year cycle like it is in the UK. For MPs, you know, they're focused on getting themselves elected the next time around. They're focused on, because that's what we've made them be. We've made them, our political system has made them turn into those kinds of animals. It makes them turn into people who want to look after themselves, who want to look after their best interests. Of course, everyone wants to look after their own interests. But as a politician, your job to make sure you look after your family, provide for your family and yourself, is to get yourself elected as many times as possible and as powerful a position as possible. So, now of course, you can do that and you can still ally yourself with a specific party. So one that's left wing or right wing. So absolutely, there are differences between them. But the system that we put them in makes them all become self-serving, I think. So yeah, that's why I feel that I have a similar cynical view to Paul. But I guess what I'm saying is, it's not their fault, is it? We make them into what they are. It's like it's not really the fault of the bankers. if they find loopholes in and ways to make a quick buck. Because again, that's how we select our bankers. At the end of the day, we select the ones that can make a fast buck and see the opportunities that other people can't see or won't touch. You can't blame the dog for attacking the sheep. If you put them in with the sheep, that's exactly what they're going to do. Thanks for listening. Toodaloo.